Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, folks, this is episode number 374 of the Ages of Rock podcast. I almost said the Rock and Pod podcast.
You've been close.
Well, we have kind of sort of started talking about next year, so it's always in the back of my mind now. Yeah. Anyway, moving along, we have got Terry LeRoy of Killington Pit here, and he's going to talk to us tonight, and I'm starting to stutter. Damn it. He's talking to us tonight about a project called Killington Pit with Will Hunt, Troy McLawhorn, and Chuck Garrick.
That's it. Yeah. Hey, guys. Good to see you.
Yeah. Yep, tell us about the band, how you guys got formed, and what you've got going on.
Okay. Well, the short of it is, you probably heard this a few times with multiple projects, but pandemic had a lot to do with this. I probably wouldn't be playing with these guys. I mean, maybe at some point I may have, but just before the pandemic, my other band, Granny Four Barrel, I was touring, I was recording, and I was with producer David Bendith. And when the pandemic hit, I'd already been writing some songs with David, and the pandemic shut us down. We didn't know, no one knew what was going on, what's going to happen next. And we had a scheduled show in May of 2020 for the Ride for Ronnie James Dio event. Granny Four Barrel was going to play there. So that wasn't about to happen. And I was still in Ronnie Dio mode. So I said, hey, David, let's do a cover. I mean, we were recording through via emails anyways before. I mean, I was physically at the studio sometimes, but we would send things back and forth. And he's like, well, hey, you know, I've been talking to you about Will Hunt, because we had some original music that we were going to have Will play on. And that's kind of how it started. So Will was like, I'm in. And we were doing some writing with Aaron Pauly from Of Mice and Men as well. And Aaron was like, yeah, dude, like, I'll play bass. We had another guitar player, Sammy Baller. And then Troy McLawhorn and Will were talking, and he's like, hey, would it be cool if I jammed with you guys? I love Dio. And so we did that recording under the name LeRoy 13. It's just a one-off project. That's all it was supposed to be. And we did a charity song, Stand Up and Shout, which is on YouTube and on Spotify, for the foundation, for the cancer fund. And that's kind of how it started. The pandemic ensued. We said, hey, want to do another cover? Hey, sure. Hey, I know a couple guys. Hey, I know Steph Burns. Hey, you know Jeff Blando from Slaughter and from Motley and from Vince Neil. Yeah, so we kept interchanging guys a couple of times early on, but then a core band started to form. I mean, this is 4 years now since the pandemic. So a few years into this, it was basically the core Chuck, Terry, Troy, and Will. And we were sitting on a ton of covers. It was always just something to pass the time. It was never, hey, we're going to write original material. Although I had some and I'm always writing, I just thought at some point the switch is going to get flipped back on. Everybody's going to go their separate ways. That's the end of it. And it was fun while it lasted. But now it's a band. So yeah. Yeah. Four years later. And with original material. In fact, the next releases that you see will be original Killington Pit music.
That's great. That's something I was curious about, because I was reading the bio that was sent through the email, and about, a cover album or whatever. And then it said, in 2024 coming up with original material and some, select dates or what have you. Yeah. How did you come up with the name? I mean, it's kind of different.
Interesting name. Sounds pretty metal, right?
Exactly.
Sounds pretty metal. It's kind of derived from Industrial Revolution era. Has a lot to do with coal mining pits, coal being used for foundries to forge metal. I was doing a lot of research. I mean, literally, I don't have it with me, but someday if we get together again, I'll show you the notebook I have of possible names. I mean, it was arduous. It was like, you know, hey guys, what do you think? What do you think? And it just goes on and on. And I'm like, it's got to look cool. It's got to sound cool. It's got to have some meaning. And I started asking myself, what do I like? Well, I like trains. I like locomotives. I like Industrial Revolution, big steel girders. I'm a jeweler. I'm a metalsmith anyways by my other trade. And so I delved into that world. And the first thing I discovered was in England back in the 1800s, there's a town called Killingsworth. And that town was a famous town that had a foundry that produced one of the first locomotives, if not the first. So if there's any train aficionados listening to this, they can correct me. But the Killingsworth didn't have the right role to it. I'm like, Killingsworth. And the coal mine pit was there. I was like, oh, Killingsworth pit. I'm like, no. And I kept searching. And I think that there was over 200 of these coal mines in England. I mean, they were all over the world at that point in time. But I found another town called Killington. And also, we're close to Vermont up here in upstate New York. And Killington Mountain is a badass ski mountain. It's called the Beast. That's its nickname. And I was like, you know what? Killington Pit sounds pretty badass. Let's roll this out. And I showed the guys and they were like, yeah, dude, that's fucking badass.
That's awesome. No, yeah. Like I said, that's one thing we've talked about with a lot of other people. Is the fact, you know, COVID wasn't a good time, but there was some really cool things that came out of COVID, you know. The people that we've talked to and the music that was made at that point and the collaborations and friendships that were made during that time, it was, you know, it's a high point of a bad time.
It's true. Know? It really is. Yeah. It's hit the pause button on the world and a lot of interesting things happened.
Right. So, but no, yeah. I'm glad to see, you know, stuff like that with your band, especially. I love seeing stuff like that come out. It's cool.
Yeah, it really is. When I think about it, it's like, you know, for me to be playing with these guys in this project it's an honor. And I love what I do. I've been doing it for a long time. Kind of like, this B level. I've done a lot of regional things. I've done a few things over the years. I'm the least known guy in this project, and that's fine with me. They're absolutely phenomenal musicians, and I'd love to be in the same room with them. So, and you know, interestingly enough, I don't know how it translates. You know, when you're recording via, you know, cyberspace, but there is something. You know, you think, well, you got to have chemistry. You got to be in the room together. And we have spent time in the room together and we've recorded videos. But the original, out of the gate, the very first songs that we did, we weren't together, but somehow we were. And it sounds fantastic. I couldn't be more happy with the way that the music sounds. You guys are great players. And we all have those covers in common because we grew up with that music. And it's why we do what we're doing today.
So. Yeah, that's cool.
So right now you guys are working or you're promoting two or three cover songs. You want to talk about those real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Which one what do you want to know about? Start me off somewhere.
Who picked the cover songs? What was the inspiration behind the picks? Anything like that?
Yeah. And it's collaborative. So I had kind of a punch list. I love Priest. I love Black Sabbath. I mean, I love Maiden, Rainbow, Ronnie Dio, any of that music. So I just kind of brought that to the table. The Leroy 13 charity song that I talked about, that's kind of what kicked it off. So I was ready to do another Ronnie Dio song, which, in fact, that was the second song that we did, Kill the King.
Right.
And that had Steph Burns and Jeff Blando, because Troy wasn't in on that one. But yeah, each guy had kind of picked. When it comes to the song with the Accept song, I originally wanted to sing London Leather Boys. And then Will was like, yeah, it's a good one. Such a great one. And then Will was like, dude, man, it's cool, dude, if you want to, but boy, balls to the wall. And I was like, you know, yeah, that was a much bigger hit. It's a cool song. Let's give that yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it. So each guy kind of came to the table. When I mentioned Priest and we threw some song titles around, Riding on the Wind, I was like, well, and there's not many cover versions of that. So let's go ahead and hit that one. And we, you know, we don't necessarily do it because, oh, that was a hit or not, but we, you know, we kind of peruse the internet a little bit and go, you know what, if this song's been done 100 times, I don't, you know, I mean, maybe, but we kind of started that way. So each song, you know, each guy had a say in it. Chuck's a big fan, you know, Chuck played with Dio.
Right.
So, yeah.
No, your voice, from what I haven't listened to the third one. But I mean, you're nailing Udo, you know, you're nailing Rob. I mean, you got your range is fantastic. So I'm curious to see what else that, you know, is going to pop up here. How many more covers are you guys going to be putting out? You know,
I think there's, you know, so now that we're in original territory, we'll release some singles for radio.
Okay.
And then we'll just kind of intermittently just keep releasing some of these tracks. I mean, we got a song, I won't mention the title. We got a song from the disco era that we really redid. I mean, the songs you hear, the covers that are out now, those are pretty much replicas. We didn't want to mess with it. We didn't want to reinvent it, reimagine the song. It's like, no, do the exact same song the same way, but 40 years into the future with new recording technology. And let's just, you know, do it again. Learn the leads and the vocal pretty much to par. Put your own personal flair just a little bit. So we've got a couple Sabbath tracks coming. Sabbath with Dio. We've got there's a Maiden song in the works, and even a reimagined Journey song. Cool. Now you might say, where's Journey belong in all of this? Well, it does, because Steph Burns happens to be on that recording, and Steph Burns was and he was affiliated with the Journey guys at some point. And when you break down those Journey songs, you really just have some straight ahead blues and rock songs. So if you strip them down and take away some of the pretty keyboards and things like that and beef it up, you got yourself a rock song.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah,
when they started, you know, of course, when they started the power ballads, they kind of weaned out a little bit. I mean, they would still rocked, but you know, those early albums were rock albums. I mean,
absolutely. they were a lot. One of my favorite bands for sure. Great, great, you know, Steve Perry, like incredible. So yeah, we got a little cachet, and we'll just kind of keep putting them out because it's fun, and we're sitting on a bunch of them too. I mean, we literally have 3 years of recording songs. So
good deal.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you guys are already starting to work on your original stuff. Can you describe what your original sound is going to be?
I can, to a degree. So imagine classic rock structures, you know, your basic sound that you were used to hearing in the 80s and, you know, part of the 90s, move that into the future, add some of the modern nuances of electronics and, you know, little tidbits and sonic candy from some other genres, like even industrial, and throw that into the mix. I mean, when you listen to it, what our hope is, I mean, first, we wrote these songs for ourselves, and we're very, very pleased with them. But the hope is that people go, you know, this sounds like if there were a classic rock band now that played, but they were modern. You could hear it on Octane, and but it's reminiscent and nostalgic of days gone by, but yet it's modern. It's a hybrid. So that's the best way I could describe it.
I'm very intrigued. And like I said, knowing what you guys can do in a cover, I believe it. I think it's going to be awesome,
well,
to be honest.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to share this music. Yeah, it's cool.
So how soon will you be putting out some of these, you said?
So we've got some mixes happening right now.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm headed to Nashville, actually, for Easter to do some more recording. I'll be there this coming weekend. And I'll be there for 3 more days. And I'm up near Syracuse, upstate New York, catch a little direct flight with Allegiant out of Syracuse and get there in 2 hours. And I've been going a couple times a month back and forth. I was just in the studio with Chuck 2 weeks ago, and he was doing his thing while we were there.
Yeah, Chuck's a native. We've met Chuck Dunner a couple times, and actually I met him in Indy and met in Nashville a couple times, but he's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
Do you guys have an online presence that our listeners can find you at, other than the YouTube links?
Yeah. So music is available on all the streaming platforms and Apple Music, and we've got an Instagram and a Facebook. Of course, again, the YouTube channel, Killington Pit. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, I'm looking forward to hearing some of the originals and more of these covers. Like I said, so far you've nailed. And like I said, I'm excited. Now I got a third one to watch.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy it. And that's, Steph Burns and Jeff Blando playing guitars, double guitars on that song.
Right. So I know you go down there because I know Chuck's in Nashville. Are a lot of the other guys in Nashville also, or do they come in from other places like you do?
So Will is in Florida and Troy is in Atlanta. Okay. But that's just a short drive from Atlanta. But
right.
All of the videos that we've recorded those in Nashville. So we meet up there. And we're going to be meeting up again over the course of the next 8 weeks to do more videos for these original tracks.
That's cool. Yeah, I go to – I'm only like 2 hours from Nashville, so me and my wife
drive awesome.
Down there. We drive down there quite a bit. The town is just completely – the town, every time we go by, I mean, we're down there every other month, and it just seems like there's another building over there.
It's crazy.
Crazy building.
Oh, and it's just – like I was checking the census the other day because I was down there in 2004 recording a record with Michael Wagner, and that was when – Michael's like, oh, all these guys are coming from California. It's going to be the new music town. Everybody's coming in. And he's like, Kip Winger just moved here. And Paul Taylor, Paul Taylor played on a song that we had. I had a band called Titanium Black that I did with Michael. But that population, I think, was like 600,000 people 20 years ago. And it's like 1.3 million. So, yeah, every time I go there, I'm like, what is going on? I mean, it's a big city now.
Yeah, it is. No, and like I said, those same people, we've Michael Wagner, we've seen him, Taylor. We just saw him at the Rockin' Pod. Was it last year? Paul was walking around.
Awesome.
And, those guys. And like I said, every one of those guys are the most down to earth. I don't know, Nashville kind of, I don't know, they humble people or what, but it's just everybody is just really cool down there. Like,
yeah, so
it's fun.
It's true.
It is fun.
Good vibes.
So we hope you enjoy your trip down there and get some stuff out there. We're ready to hear some of this music.
We're ready to have you guys hear it. Yeah. Where are you guys from? Are you both from the same area? Would you say, I didn't catch that.
We're in Indiana, southern Indiana.
Okay, yeah.
I'm in Newburgh, Indiana, and then the next town over is Evansville, which I used to live at. That's mm-hmm. where Alan's at. And then our other cohort, he lives in Columbus. So he's closer to Nashville, or he's closer to Indy. So he gets to go see all those indie shows. He's only like less than an hour away. But yeah. For us,
when I drive, I'm kind of going through your neighborhoods.
There you go.
90 to 71 to 65.
Yep. Yeah, that comes up through Louisville that way, and then north up to Indy. And 65 runs to north, so
yeah.
Through Columbus and everything. So
yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, Terry, we won't take up any more of your time. We appreciate you coming on. This episode will go live on Thursday. And
great.
We'll give it to Chip and all that good stuff, and he can help you guys get it distributed.
Sure.
And y'all visit agesofrock.com, check out our past links and our past episodes. And if you go to this episode link, whichever cover videos that Killington Pet has online now, I will have linked in this episode's notes. And until next time, everybody, peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.